Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You wake up every morning with a limited amount of energy in your tank, but by midday you are already drained because you have spent hours dealing with things that have nothing to do with your growth. You are arguing with people who don't even deserve a response. You are stressing over opinions that hold no weight in your life. That energy could have been used to work on your goals, but instead it's wasted on meaningless distractions that add zero value. You keep showing up to conversations that don't build you. You are advising people who don't listen, explaining yourself to people who have already made up their minds, and engaging in situations that leave you feeling empty. Every time you invest energy into things that don't serve your future, you are robbing yourself of the strength you need to build the life you want. Your energy is your currency, and you have been spending it on liabilities instead of assets. You are trying to be everything for everybody, but at the end of the day, you are the one left feeling depleted. It's time to stop being accessible to everything that knocks on your door. Not every phone call deserves an answer. Not every invite deserves your presence, and not every problem deserves your attention. Look around you. How much of what you are stressing over today will matter 5 years from now? Most of it won't even matter 5 days from now. Yet, you are pouring your energy into it like it's life or death. You need to realize that your focus is too valuable to be spent on temporary nonsense. You have got dreams, visions, and goals that are waiting on you to lock in and give them the energy they deserve. You are exhausted not because you are working hard on your purpose, but because you are working hard on distractions. You have been carrying emotional baggage that's not even yours to carry. You are trying to fix people who don't want to be fought. Exed, and that's draining you. The more you allow yourself to be available for distractions, the further you drift from your destiny.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's not about being rude or selfish. It's about being intentional with where your energy goes. You have got to learn the power of saying, "This is not my battle," and walking away without guilt. Every time you choose peace over pettiness, focus over foolishness, you are depositing your future self. You have to protect your energy like your life depends on it, because it does. Your energy is the fuel that will drive your dreams into reality. If you keep giving things away for free that don't matter, you will never have enough left for what does. You don't owe your energy to everyone and everything. You owe it to yourself first. That's how you build a life of purpose. You keep waiting for people to approve of your dreams when they haven't even approved of their own. You are out here asking for opinions from people who are too scared to chase their visions. You are looking for validation from individuals who have never dared to step out of their comfort zones, and yet their words dictate your next move. It's crazy how you will put your dreams on pause just because someone who doesn't believe in themselves didn't clap for you. You have given too much power to people who aren't even qualified to judge your journey. Their limitations are not your reality. Their fears are not your forecast. You have got to stop looking outside for what should be coming from within. When you tie your worth to other people's approval, you become a puppet to their insecurities. Every time they withhold applause, you start questioning your path. But the truth is, their silence is not a reflection of your value. It's a reflection of their doubts. You need to build a mindset so strong that even if the world is silent, you are still moving forward. The problem is, you are waiting for people to validate your process when they don't even understand the grind. They don't see the late nights, the early mornings, the sacrifices you are making. How can they validate what they have never experienced? You have got to realize that your vision was given to you, not to them. They won't understand it because it's not theirs to understand. You keep asking for approval because you are scared to trust your voice. But that inner voice, that gut feeling, that's your truth. You have got to get to a point where your own belief in yourself is louder than the doubt of everyone around you. You can't build a successful life waiting for someone to tell you it's okay to be great. Look at the people you are seeking validation from. Are they living the life you want? Are they walking in purpose, fulfilling their dreams? Or are they stuck in the same cycles of fear and regret? You have got to be bold enough to break away from the need for their approval. Your destiny is not up for a vote. It's already written. You just have to walk into it. Every second you spend doubting yourself because someone else doesn't see your worth is a second stolen from your future. You don't need their validation. You need your commitment. Validate yourself by putting in the work, by staying disciplined, by showing up every day with or without applause. That's how you win. You can't build a legacy with a distracted mind. You have got to understand that focus is not just a nice to have, it's survival. Every time you let distractions win, you are postponing your greatness. The dreams you have, the goals you want to achieve, they require undivided attention. Half-hearted effort will never produce whole results. The enemy of your future is not always failure. Sometimes it's the little distractions you allow daily. It's the endless scrolling, the binge watching, the unnecessary conversations. Those small distractions are killing your big dreams. They add up, and before you know it, you have wasted months, even years, without making real progress. You say you want to win, but your focus is scattered. You can't hit a target you are not aiming at. You have got to discipline your mind to lock in on what matters. Success doesn't come to the easily distracted. It comes to those who are willing to guard their focus like a treasure, because that's exactly what it is. You need to start auditing your daily habits. What's stealing your time? What's draining your focus? You can't afford to be casual about your attention. Every minute wasted on distractions is a minute stolen from your purpose. You have got to protect your focus like your life depends on it, because it does. The world is designed to pull you in 1,000 directions. If you don't take control of your focus, you will be a victim of every beep, buzz, and notification. You have to build mental discipline to block out the noise. Focus is not automatic. It's intentional. You have to choose it every single day. Distractions will always be there, but so will opportunities. The difference is, opportunities require your attention, your discipline, and your focus. You can't afford to lose sight of your vision because you are busy entertaining distractions. Your potential is too valuable to be wasted on things that don't build you. You have been blessed with talents, gifts and abilities that are unique to you, but you have been walking around like you are just another face in the crowd. You are dumbing down your brilliance just to fit into rooms that aren't even designed for your greatness. Every time you downplay your skills, every time you hide your ideas, you are living below the level you were created for. You weren't made to blend in. You were made to stand out and lead. The problem is you have been conditioned to believe that being humble means playing small. But there's a difference between humility and self-neglect. You can be humble and still walk in your full power. You can be respectful and still take up space.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stop shrinking yourself to make others comfortable. You are not average, so stop living like you have to apologize for your potential. Every day you choose to play it safe, you are betraying the very gifts that were given to you to make an impact. You are holding back ideas that could change lives. You are holding back talents that could open doors. You are operating at 50% when you were built to run at 100%. The world doesn't need another average person. It needs the best version of you showing up every day without hesitation. You have been living like you have unlimited time, like you can keep postponing your greatness until it feels comfortable. But let me tell you something. Comfort is a trap. Average people seek comfort, but the extraordinary seek growth. Growth doesn't come wrapped in ease. It comes wrapped in challenges that stretch you beyond what you thought was possible. If you want to rise, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. Look at the goals you have set for yourself. Do you think average effort will get you there? Do you think playing it safe will open extraordinary doors? It won't. Average actions produce average results. If you want something different, you have to do something different. You have got to show up with a mindset that says, I deserve more because I'm willing to become more. You have been accepting less, not because you are incapable, but because you have been surrounded by people who have settled. You have been influenced by environments that celebrate mediocrity. But deep down, you know you are meant for more. You can feel it, that tug in your spirit, that dissatisfaction with the bare minimum. That's your potential, reminding you that you are not average. The difference between those who rise and those who stay stuck is not talent, it's mindset. You have got to switch your mindset from survival to success. Stop aiming just to get by. Start aiming to dominate your space. You have the power, you have the tools, and you have the calling to operate at a higher level. It's time to stop living like you are average because you never were. Every time you say yes to something that doesn't align with your values, you are disrespecting yourself. You are giving away pieces of your peace, your time, and your energy just to keep others happy while you are left feeling drained. You have been taught that saying no is selfish, but the truth is saying yes to everything is the quickest way to lose yourself. Respecting yourself starts with having the courage to say no without feeling guilty. You have allowed people to cross your boundaries because you are afraid of disappointing them. But who's protecting you from being disappointed? Every time you agree to something you don't want to do, you are betraying your own needs. You are teaching people that your time is negotiable, that your energy is for sale. Respect yourself enough to understand that not every request deserves your agreement, and not every opportunity is aligned with your purpose. The reason you feel overwhelmed isn't because life is too busy. It's because you are saying yes to too much. You are committing to things that don't build you, don't excite you, and don't help you grow. You have got to be willing to disappoint a few people to stay true to yourself. You are not here to be a people pleaser. You are here to walk in purpose. Every no you give is a yes to your priorities. People will keep asking as long as you keep saying yes. They will drain your energy, your time, and your mental space until you draw the line. You have got to stop fearing their reaction and start valuing your peace. You can't control how they feel, but you can control how you protect your boundaries. Saying no isn't disrespectful. Allowing yourself to be stretched thin is. The more you respect yourself, the clearer your boundaries become. You won't feel the need to explain or justify why you are not available for every favor, every event, every distraction. You will move with quiet confidence, knowing that your no is just as powerful as your yes. You will begin to attract people who respect your time because they see you respect it first. You have been taught that being liked is more important than being respected. But being liked by everyone comes at the cost of being respected by yourself. You have got to make peace with the fact that not everyone will understand your no, and that's okay. You are not living for their approval. You are living to build a life of peace, focus, and purpose. That requires selective access to your time. Every no you give into distractions, draining relationships, and unaligned commitments is a deposit into your self-respect. You begin to move differently when you realize your time is valuable. You walk with a different energy when you stop chasing validation and start prioritizing your well-being. Respecting yourself enough to say no is not arrogance, it's survival. Every single day, your life is being shaped by what you choose to focus on. If you spend your time focusing on problems, you will stay trapped in a cycle of frustration. But if you shift that same focus toward solutions, toward growth, toward becoming better, your entire life trajectory changes. You have the power to steer your future, but it starts with directing your focus to the right things. The reason so many people stay stuck isn't because they lack talent or resources. It's because their focus is scattered. You can't expect to build something extraordinary while your attention is divided between drama, distractions, and fear. Focus is like a magnifying glass. Whatever you place it on gets bigger. If you magnify your excuses, they will become the walls that block your success. But if you magnify your goals, they will become the blueprint for your future. You have got to understand that focus is a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. Right now, you are letting every notification, every opinion, every insignificant event pull you off track. You think multitasking is a sign of productivity, but it's the fastest way to weaken your focus. Greatness doesn't come from doing 100 things halfway. It comes from doing a few things with relentless focus and excellence. Your future is being built in the quiet moments when no one is watching. It's in those hours when you choose to stay locked in on your craft while others are distracted by entertainment. Success is not a mystery. It's a result of disciplined focus applied over time.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every moment you stay locked in is a brick laid in the foundation of your future success. You have got to protect your focus like it's your most valuable asset. The world is designed to pull you in 1,000 directions. Social media wants your attention. Negativity wants your attention. The opinions of people who don't even know you want your attention. But you get to choose where your focus goes. You can either be a victim of the noise or a master of your destiny. Focus is the difference between those who talk about success and those who achieve it. You need to become obsessed with your vision. You need tunnel vision so sharp that distractions can't even get through. The more you focus on your goals, the less appealing distractions become. You begin to operate with urgency because you realize that every minute wasted is a minute stolen from your future self. Focus sharpens your purpose, clarifies your path, and accelerates your progress. The life you want is not built by chance, it's built by choice. And that choice begins with focus. You can't keep feeding your mind with negativity and expect a positive future. You can't keep focusing on what you lack and expect to live in abundance. Your life will always move in the direction of your dominant focus. If you want to change your future, you have to change what you are focusing on right now. You have been sitting on dreams, ideas, and goals, waiting for everything to line up perfectly before you make a move. You are telling yourself, once I have more money or once I feel ready, but deep down, you know that perfect moment you are waiting for is never going to come. Life doesn't hand out ideal circumstances. If you keep waiting for perfection, you will be waiting forever while opportunities pass you by. The people you admire, the ones who are out there winning, didn't start because everything was perfect. They started while they were scared. They started while they were underprepared. They started with what they had and figured out the rest along the way. You are not going to learn everything from the sidelines. Growth happens in motion, not in hesitation. You have got to take that first step, even if your hands are shaking. You think the stars need to align before you launch your business, start your fitness journey, or pursue your passion. But life doesn't work that way. The stars align when you move. The doors open when you knock. Waiting for the perfect time is just fear in disguise, convincing you to stay comfortable. But comfort is the enemy of growth. You have got to get uncomfortable to grow into the person you are destined to be. Every excuse you make about timing is just a delay tactic. You are not waiting for the right time. You are waiting for the fear to disappear. But fear doesn't vanish before you start. Fear only loses its power once you take action. You have got to move while you are scared, while you are uncertain, while you feel unprepared. Action is the antidote to fear, not perfection. You keep saying, when the timing is right, I will go all in. But the right time is a decision, not a date. The right time is when you stop making excuses and start making progress. Every day you procrastinate is a day lost. Time isn't waiting for you to feel ready. The clock is ticking, whether you move or not. The choice is yours. Keep waiting or start creating. There will always be a reason to wait. There will always be obstacles, challenges, and imperfections. But success belongs to those who start anyway. You don't need the best resources, the perfect plan, or the ideal situation. You need grit, determination, and the courage to take imperfect action. The people who win are not the ones who waited. They are the ones who dared to start when it was inconvenient. The perfect time is a myth. It's a lie that keeps you stuck in preparation mode forever. You don't need perfect conditions to begin. You need to move, and in moving, you create momentum. Momentum is what builds success. Waiting keeps you stagnant, but action, no matter how small, pushes you forward. Every step counts. Every move matters. You have got to start before you are ready, because ready is a choice, not a feeling. You keep bending over backward for everyone else, hoping that one day they will notice how much you are giving. But the truth is, people will take as much as you give for as long as you give it. If you don't draw the line and put yourself first, no one is going to do it for you. You teach people how to treat you by how you treat yourself. And right now you are teaching them that your time, your energy, and your peace come second. You have been conditioned to believe that putting yourself first is selfish, but it's not selfish to protect your well-being. It's not selfish to make time for your goals. You can't keep pouring into others while your cup is empty. The people who get upset when you start prioritizing yourself are the ones who benefited from your neglecting yourself. You have got to get comfortable with disappointing others if it means keeping your peace intact. Every time you say yes to things that don't align with your vision, you are saying no to yourself. You are delaying your progress, your growth, and your happiness just to keep up appearances. You have got dreams that need your attention, but you are too busy being everything for everybody else. It's time to flip the script and become your top priority. Your life is not a charity project for everyone else's convenience. You have got to stop waiting for people to permit you to take care of yourself. That permission is not coming. You have to give it to yourself. No one is going to wake up and say, hey, you have been given too much. It's time you focus on you. They are going to keep pulling from you until you set boundaries. If you don't prioritize your goals, your health, and your peace of mind, no one else will. You keep saying, once things slow down, I will focus on me. But life doesn't slow down. Responsibilities don't disappear. You have to carve out time for yourself amidst the chaos. You have And to be intentional about creating space for your growth. You have got to schedule your goals like you schedule meetings. You have got to block off time for yourself and treat it as non-negotiable. The more you prioritize yourself, the more you realize how much time you were wasting on things that didn't matter. You start seeing the difference between what's urgent and what's important. You learn to say no without feeling guilty. You begin to protect your energy because you understand that your future depends on it. People may not understand your shift, but you are not living for their understanding. You have been giving everyone else VIP access to your time while treating yourself like a second-class citizen. That has to change. You have got to value your dreams enough to protect them. You have got to respect your time enough to guard it. You have got to love yourself enough to choose yourself every single day. The moment you start prioritizing yourself, you will notice how everything around you starts to align with that decision. You are out here trying to be everything for everyone, holding it together at work, at home, for your friends, for your family, but you are running on fumes. You are giving and giving, thinking that's what strength looks like. But inside, you are exhausted. You can't keep pouring into everyone else while ignoring the fact that your cup is bone dry. You are not a machine. You need refueling. The world has convinced you that rest is laziness and self-care is a luxury. But the truth is, if you don't take care of yourself, you won't have anything left to give. You can't be the best version of yourself for others when you are running on empty. You are trying to help people while you are silently drowning. You have got to make it a priority to refill your cup physically, mentally, and emotionally. Every time you say, I'm fine, when you are not, you are ignoring your own needs. You think pushing through is noble, but pushing through without rest only leads to burnout. You can't be effective. You can't be creative. You can't be productive when you are drained. Rest is not a sign of weakness. Recharging is how you sustain your strength. The world glorifies grind culture, but no one talks about what happens when the grind grinds you into the ground. You are not doing anyone a favor by neglecting yourself. When you are depleted, your patience runs thin, your energy drops, and your passion fades. You start resenting the very people you are trying to help because you have neglected your own needs for too long. It's not about choosing between yourself and others. It's about understanding that you can't give your best to others until you have given your best to yourself first. You have got to set boundaries, even if it feels uncomfortable. You have got to protect your quiet time, your rest, your mental space, like it's a top priority. You can't expect others to understand how much you need to recharge. They won't until you make it clear. Your energy is limited, and you have to be intentional about how you spend it. Self-care is not selfish. It's essential. You think taking time for yourself is a sign of weakness, but it's the exact opposite. It takes strength to pause. It takes courage to say, I need a break. You are not failing anyone by taking care of your health, your peace, your sanity. You are showing up stronger when you do. You are more focused, more energized, more effective when you operate from a full cup. Stop waiting for someone to permit you to rest. Stop feeling guilty for needing a moment to breathe. You have to be the one to prioritize your well-being. No one else is going to do it for you. You are responsible for keeping your cup full so that when it's time, time to pour into others, you are giving from a place of abundance, not depletion. You become the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and that means your circle matters more than you realize. If you are hanging around people who don't challenge you, don't inspire you, and don't push you to grow, you are settling for less than you deserve. The people in your life should be like fuel, igniting your ambition, not draining your energy. Too many people stay stuck because they are comfortable with their current circle. They are afraid to leave behind old friends or toxic relationships, even when those connections are holding them back. Growth requires change, and sometimes that means walking away from people who don't have your best interests at heart. It's not about cutting people off out of anger. It's about protecting your space for those who help you rise. When you surround yourself with go-getters, dreamers, and doers, you start to see things differently. Their mindset rubs off on you. Their hustle motivates you. Their success becomes proof that you can achieve more too. You begin to elevate your standards because you no longer accept mediocrity. Not in your friends, not in yourself, and not in your goals. If you are always the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. You have got to be around people who are smarter, sharper, and more driven than you. People who will call you out when you are slacking, who will hold you accountable when you want to quit, and who will celebrate your wins like they are their own. That's how you level up, not by going it alone, but by building a team that lifts you higher. Toxic relationships are energy vampires. They drain your confidence, your motivation, and your focus. They feed on your doubts and insecurities, leaving you exhausted. You don't have time for that kind of negativity. You need people who believe in your potential and push you toward it. You deserve a circle that challenges your limits and supports your vision.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Changing your circle isn't easy. It means being honest about who's adding value to your life and who's just taking. It means having tough conversations and sometimes saying goodbye to familiar faces. But if you want to grow, you have to be willing to do the uncomfortable work. The price of staying comfortable is staying stuck, and that's a price too high to pay. Look at the company you keep right now. Are they helping you build your future or keeping you tied to your past? Are they encouraging your dreams or discouraging your effort? You get to choose who you allow into your inner circle. Choose wisely. Your environment can either be the wind beneath your wings or the anchor that keeps you grounded. You want to feel proud of yourself, but pride doesn't come from grand gestures. It comes from small daily actions repeated over and over. Consistency is the secret weapon most people overlook. Showing up every day, even when you don't feel like it, builds a foundation of trust between you and yourself. That trust is what grows into self-respect. Too many people chase quick wins, expecting to feel accomplished overnight. But real change, the kind that sticks, happens when you commit to the process day in and day out. It's not about doing something big once. It's about doing the right things regularly. Every time you follow through on your promises to yourself, you are building your integrity and respect. Self-respect is not given. It's earned by the decisions you make when no one is watching. When you choose discipline over distraction, when you choose growth over comfort, you are telling yourself, I'm worth the effort. That internal conversation becomes louder with each consistent action, and it shapes how you see yourself and how others see you. You have probably tried to make changes before, but fell off because motivation ran out. That's why consistency is king. Motivation is temporary. It comes and goes. But consistency is a habit you build, a muscle you strengthen. You learn to show up for yourself, not because you feel like it, but because you know it's necessary. That's how you create lasting transformation. Every time you resist the urge to quit, every time you push through discomfort, you are laying bricks in the house of your self-worth. You are proving to yourself that you can be trusted. That kind of trust is powerful. It changes your mindset, fuels your confidence, and keeps you moving forward when the road gets tough. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be consistent. It's better to do a little every day than to do a lot once in a while. Those small efforts add up and compound into massive results. And as you see progress from your consistent efforts, your self-respect grows because you realize you are capable of more than you thought. You are the one who controls your habits, your discipline, and your effort. The respect you seek from others starts with the respect you give yourself through consistency. Every time you honor your commitments, you are building an unshakable foundation for success. That foundation will carry you through challenges, setbacks, and doubts. You need to understand right now that your self-worth isn't something up for debate or negotiation. It's not a prize to be won or lost based on what other people say or do. Your value is intrinsic. It's built into who you are. No one has the right to make you feel less than because of their opinions, their judgments, or their insecurities. Far too often, people allow themselves to be shaped by external validation. They look for approval in the wrong places, hoping that someone else's recognition will somehow make them feel worthy. But that's a trap. When your sense of worth depends on others, you are handing over the keys to your happiness and confidence. You are letting other people control how you see yourself, and that's dangerous. You have got to take back that power. Your worth doesn't fluctuate based on your mistakes or your failures. It's not conditional on your success or your status. You are valuable simply because you exist. That truth has to be louder in your mind than any doubt or criticism. When you accept that, you stop begging for scraps of respect and start demanding the treatment you deserve. People will try to test your boundaries, push your limits, and make you question your value. They do this because they want to see how far they can take you. But when your self-worth is non-negotiable, those attempts bounce off you like water off a duck's back. You become untouchable, not because you are perfect, but because you know your worth is solid and unshakable. It's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to others. You scroll through social media, see the highlight reels, and start doubting if you are enough. But those comparisons don't define your value. They are illusions created to distract you from your path. Your worth isn't based on someone else's life or achievements. It's rooted in your truth. You have to guard your self-worth fiercely. It's the foundation of every healthy relationship, every goal you pursue, and every challenge you overcome. When you respect your worth, you stop settling for less. You walk away from toxic situations. You demand fairness and kindness, and you refuse to let anyone dim your light. Your self-worth is the compass that guides your decisions. When it's strong, you make choices that honor your values. When it's weak, you tolerate things that chip away at your confidence. The key to changing your life is not outside you. It's inside you. You hold the power to decide how much you are worth, and that power is yours alone. Too many people get caught up in the destination, the moment when they finally arrive at success, happiness, or whatever goal they are chasing. But what they forget is that the real value is in the becoming. The process of growth, the daily grind, the person you are becoming in pursuit of that goal, that's where the transformation happens. It's not just about reaching the finish line. It's about who you become while running the race. You see, success isn't a place you land on. It's a journey you live through. You can't rush it or skip the steps because each step is building your character, your resilience, and your wisdom. When you focus only on the arrival, you miss out on the lessons that make the victory meaningful. The becoming is the foundation that supports the achievement. People often get frustrated because they think once they get the job, the money, or the title, everything will magically change. But real change comes from who you are on the inside. If you don't grow in your mindset, your habits, and your discipline, you will just recreate the same struggles in a new setting. Becoming better is the only way to ensure that your success is sustainable. The grind, the setbacks, the challenges, they are all part of the process. You have got to embrace the becoming, even when it's uncomfortable. Growth is never convenient. It stretches you beyond your limits and forces you to confront your weaknesses. But that's exactly why it matters. The person you become through those struggles is stronger, wiser, and more prepared for what's next. If you keep chasing results without focusing on your growth, you will find yourself empty once you arrive. The prize won't feel as good because you haven't developed the strength or the mindset to appreciate it. But when you focus on becoming, every small step forward becomes a victory. You learn to celebrate progress, not just outcomes. Your identity is being shaped every day by what you focus on and how you respond to challenges. Are you becoming someone who rises above fear, someone who pushes through failure, someone who refuses to settle? That focus on becoming creates a foundation that no external achievement can shake. It's the difference between fleeting success and lasting impact. Remember, the goal is not just to get somewhere, but to grow into the kind of person who deserves to be there. When your focus is on becoming, your life transforms from a chase to a journey. You build strength, wisdom, and confidence along the way. And that's the real victory, becoming someone unstoppable, no matter where you end up. If you want to change your life, you have to start with your mindset. No amount of skill, talent, or luck can make up for a weak mind. Your mindset is the foundation that determines how you respond to challenges, setbacks, and opportunities. Without mental toughness and clarity, you will find yourself stuck in the same patterns, no matter how hard you try. A weak mindset is filled with doubt, fear, and hesitation. It second guesses every decision and fears failure so much that it paralyzes action. When your mind is weak, even the smallest obstacle feels like a mountain. You give up before you even get started because your internal dialogue convinces you that you are not capable. That kind of thinking is a cage that keeps you locked in your current reality. Changing your life means rewiring your thoughts and beliefs. It means building mental strength that can push through discomfort and uncertainty. You have to learn to control your mind instead of letting your mind control you. That takes discipline and practice, but it's necessary if you want to break free from limitation and step into your full potential. Your mindset shapes your reality. If you believe you are a victim, you will see yourself as one. If you believe you are capable and resilient, you will start acting like it.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online, or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The power to change your life starts with believing that change is possible and that you have what it takes to make it happen. A weak mindset will convince you to settle for less. But a strong mindset drives you to go all in. You are going to face setbacks, failures, and criticism. That's a guarantee. But the difference between those who succeed and those who don't is mindset. A strong mind uses failure as a lesson and criticism as fuel. A weak mind lets those things break its spirit and shrink its vision. The strength to keep going even when things get tough comes from a mindset built on resilience. Building a strong mindset doesn't mean you won't feel fear or doubt, but it means you won't let those feelings control you. It means choosing faith over fear, action over hesitation, and growth over comfort. Every day you choose to strengthen your mind, you are one step closer to transforming your life. Your mindset is the ultimate tool in your toolbox. Without sharpening it, no other tools will work effectively. You can have all the resources in the world, but if your mind is weak, you will sabotage your success. That's why developing a strong, disciplined, and focused mindset is not optional. It's essential for real change. You are the CEO of your life, whether you realize it or not. That means you are the one making the big decisions, setting the vision, and steering the ship. Too many people live like employees in their own lives, waiting for someone else to tell them what to do, when to move, and how to act. But the truth is, no one else is coming to run your life for you. You have got to step up and own your role. Being the CEO means taking full responsibility for where you are and where you are going. It's easy to blame circumstances, other people, or bad luck for your situation, but a true CEO doesn't make excuses. They analyze, strategize, and execute. They don't wait for perfect conditions. They create them. The moment you accept that you are in charge, your mindset shifts from victim to leader. Leadership in your own life requires vision. What do you want your future to look like? If you don't have a clear vision, you will drift aimlessly, reacting to whatever life throws at you. A CEO knows their destination and builds a plan to get there. You have got to define what success means to you and map out the steps to get there. Without a roadmap, you are just wandering. A CEO also knows the importance of managing resources, your time, energy, and relationships. You can't run a company without investing in the right tools and people, and the same goes for your life. Who are you spending time with? What habits are you building? How are you investing your energy? These decisions shape the health and growth of your life's business. Decision-making is another critical role of a CEO. Every day, you make choices that either move you forward or hold you back. Some decisions are easy, but others require courage and conviction. The key is to be decisive. Indecision wastes time and drains momentum. CEOs act boldly, even when the outcome isn't guaranteed, because they understand that progress requires risk. A CEO doesn't wait for permission or validation to make moves. They trust their judgment and stand firm in their choices. When setbacks come, they pivot, learn, and push forward. That's what you have to do with your life. Stop waiting for approval from others or for the stars to align. Own your decisions and lead your life with confidence and clarity. Finally, a CEO is accountable, not only to others, but to themselves. They track their progress, hold themselves to high standards, and make adjustments when needed. You have to start holding yourself accountable for your actions, your goals, and your dreams. The success of your life depends on the leadership you provide. You are the boss. Start acting like it. You can't build a legacy on a one-time effort. Your true value is revealed in the habits you practice every single day, not in the moments when you feel motivated or inspired. Consistency is the real measure of character and success. What you do daily compounds over time, creating results that a single burst of energy can never achieve. People often overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a year. The truth is, it's the small daily actions, the grind, the discipline, the routine that build momentum. Those actions build your skills, your reputation, and your confidence. What you do consistently becomes who you are, and that's what shapes your value in the long run. Showing up every day, even when it's tough, separates the winners from the quitters. You might not see instant results, and that's okay. Growth is invisible at first. It's like planting seeds in the dark soil. You don't see the roots growing, but they are developing strength beneath the surface. Your daily effort is the water and sunlight those seeds need to become a strong tree. On the flip side, relying on occasional bursts of effort keeps you stuck in a cycle of frustration and disappointment. You start strong but fade fast and your progress stalls. That's because success isn't about how hard you work once in a while. It's about what you do habitually. Your value grows when your commitment becomes non-negotiable, not when it's optional. Think about the people you admire, the ones who have achieved great things. They didn't get there by chance or luck. They got there through relentless daily discipline. They chose to show up, practice, and improve even when they didn't feel like it. Their greatness is a reflection of their daily choices, not occasional efforts. Your value is not defined by grand gestures or one-time wins. It's defined by your reliability, your work ethic, and your ability to keep pushing forward through the mundane. When you make daily progress, you build confidence that becomes unshakable. That confidence propels you forward and attracts opportunities that match your level of commitment. You have got to shift your mindset from quick fixes to long-term growth. Stop waiting for big moments to prove yourself. Your real worth is built quietly and steadily through your daily actions. Every day is a chance to add value to yourself, to your work, and your life. The power of small, consistent efforts is the foundation of extraordinary success. You have a responsibility, not to anyone else, but to yourself, to step into everything you were created to be. Every day you settle for less than your potential, you rob yourself of the life you deserve. Your talents, your dreams, and your abilities are gifts that demand to be used. To ignore that is to live a life half lived, and that's not what you came here for. There's a voice inside you, a hunger that won't quit, pushing you toward more. You feel it when you dream, when you imagine what your life could look like if you gave it your all. That voice is your true self calling out, telling you that you are capable of greatness beyond what you have seen so far. It's time to listen and start acting on that call. You owe it to yourself to fight through the fear, the doubt, and the excuses that keep you stuck. It's easy to stay comfortable, to avoid the hard work, and to settle for what's familiar.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But comfort zones are cages disguised as safe spaces. Your full potential lives on the other side of discomfort, and you have got to be willing to push past the pain to reach it. Every setback, every failure, every mistake is part of the process. They are not signs that you should give up. They are evidence that you are growing. Growth isn't neat or easy. It's messy and sometimes painful. But each struggle is building strength and resilience inside you that will carry you to heights you have only dreamed of. You have got to stop comparing your journey to others. Your potential is unique, tailored to your gifts, your experiences, and your purpose. No one else can do what you are meant to do. When you embrace that truth, you start honoring your potential instead of doubting it. You begin to take the necessary steps to expand your capacity and deepen your impact. Think about the legacy you want to leave, the impact you want to have on your family, your community, and the world. You can't leave that kind of mark by playing small. You owe it to yourself and to those who depend on you to show up fully, to push harder, and to refuse anything less than your best. That's how you unlock your full potential. The life you want is waiting for you, but it won't come knocking on your door. You have to chase it with everything you have got. You owe it to yourself to be relentless, to keep grinding, and to believe in your ability to reach the highest version of yourself. No one else can live your potential for you. It's your responsibility and it's your gift. Too many people overlook the power of investing in themselves. They spend time, energy, and resources trying to please others, chasing distractions, or chasing quick wins. But the most valuable asset you have is you. When you focus on developing your mind, body, skills, and spirit, you are planting seeds that will grow into lifelong success and fulfillment. No investment pays off like the one you make in yourself. Think about it. Money can come and go, relationships can change, circumstances can shift, but the person you are is permanent. When you improve yourself, you improve every area of your life. You become more confident, more resilient, and more capable of handling whatever challenges come your way. That growth shows up in your career, your relationships, and your overall happiness. Focusing on yourself doesn't mean you are selfish. It means you are smart. You can't pour from an empty cup, so filling yourself up first is essential. When you prioritize your growth, you become better equipped to serve others and contribute to the world around you. Self-investment fuels your ability to give, to lead, and to inspire those who look up to you. The greatest returns come from consistent personal development, reading books, learning new skills, taking care of your health, and sharpening your mindset are all investments that compound over time. The knowledge and habits you build become the foundation of your success. It's not about overnight transformation. It's about steady, intentional progress that moves you closer to your goals every day. Many people fear investing in themselves because it requires sacrifice, time, money, and effort. But those sacrifices are temporary, and the payoff is lifelong. Skipping personal growth keeps you stuck, but investing in yourself opens doors you didn't even know existed. You start seeing opportunities because you are prepared to seize them. You build networks because you are valuable. You attract success because you are worthy. Focusing on yourself means setting boundaries and saying no to things that don't serve your vision. It means protecting your time and energy so you can invest in what truly matters. It means believing that you are worth the effort and refusing to settle for less. When you make yourself a priority, everything else falls into place more easily because you are operating from a place of strength. Remember, the best project you will ever work on is you. No one else can do the inner work for you. Your growth, your mindset, your health, and your skills are the keys to unlocking the life you want. When you treat yourself like the most important investment, you start living with purpose, confidence, and unstoppable momentum.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.